the Rec Podcast. I'm Jenny Huskai, and today we're diving into the upcoming Rec release that forms part of the go-live for market-wide half-hourly settlement. The release is happening for the programme milestone M8 on the 22nd of September. Joining me are two brilliant minds behind the scenes, Harriet Truss, who's been leading the Rec change process for the Rec MHHS project, and Holly Law, our release manager. Welcome both.
Thanks, Jenny. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for having us.
So, Holly, what exactly is MHHS M8's release and why should parties care?
So, M8 is the milestone where the MHHS code changes go live across all impacted industry codes, and that's the Rec, BSC and DACUSA. It's the culmination of years of hard work to enable market-wide half-hourly settlement. So for rec parties, this means new obligations, updated schedules and changes to how data is handled and shared.
I see. So it's not just a rec thing, it's industry-wide?
Exactly. It's a coordinated release across the sector and it sets the stage for migration to begin in October.
Great, thank you. Harriet, can you walk us through the major code changes being implemented?
The two headline changes are R0209 and R0241. R209 was approved last November and covers the majority of the code changes to the Rec to support implementation of MHHS. R0241 includes some incremental changes to what had already been approved under 209. 241 received authority approval on the 7th of August this year.
And what do these changes actually do?
They touch a range of things, from the electricity inquiry service to metering processes. MHHS introduces new data items, a new integration platform interface known as the DIP, and updates a number of processes in the industry. For the Rec, this means updates to 12 Rec schedules plus a number of other Rec documents. These include a new schedule specifically for MHHS migration. There's also a number of impacts to Rec market messages and data items, and these are being updated or added in the data specification.
I see, that sounds like a lot of moving parts.
It is. It's been designed through a coordinated effort across the industry by participants and service providers, as well as the code bodies. It's all been managed under the MHHS programme.
Perfect. Thank you, Harriet. So Holly, there are a few other change proposals going live. Can you give us a rundown of those?
Yeah, sure. So we have R044 and R0097. They update the central switching service and the electricity retail data service to manage communication of appointments of the new smart meter data retrievers. We also have R0083, and this changes the supply number format, which has been consequentially impacted by the changes in data items for MHHS. So the top line of the supply number will require an amended set of data items on any bill or annual statement sent on or after the 22nd of September. Then we have R0222. This updates the ESME ID rejection codes. So the electricity retail data agent systems were updated as part of a past CP, which was R0032, new registration data items and processes to support the transition to MHHS. Within this CP, it did not allow for multiple incidences of an individual ESME ID to be registered and reject the update even when a second instance of an ESME ID would be legitimate, and this CP will resolve this. We also have R0264. This is a housekeeping update to the data specification. These changes primarily are about removing spurious characters from the text in the data spec that have already been captured in error previously. Finally, there are two changes, R0173 and R0223. They are not related to MHHS, but are being implemented at the same time as the M8 milestone. R0173 is making changes to the Theft Detection Incentive Scheme, or TDIS, and R0233 amends the process prepayment reconciliation transaction run.
Thank you. So is that everything for the release? There are often Category 3 change proposals included in our standard releases. Harry, is that similar for this one?
Yes, that's right, Jenny. There are a few Category 3 documents that have been updated and some new ones as well. These are also being implemented as part of this MHHS M8 release. So we've got three new guidance documents that will support people on the new metering related processes. The EES user guide and the ESTEP user guide have been updated. There's a new MHHS version of the guidance on electricity metering points. And the new process for the new meter configuration tables and the change process that goes with that will be implemented. And also an updated EES data access matrix will be implemented to capture the new data items and user categories from MHHS.
And these are all happening on the same day?
Yes, all on the 22nd of September. It's a coordinated release to ensure everything aligns for MHHS go live.
I understand there are wider updates for the energy market data specification and the data transfer catalogue databases. Harriet, what should parties know about those?
So part of the role the REC code manager has is managing the data specification for all of the industry codes. To support the updates across the codes, we've created a bespoke EMDS database for MHHS. It includes all the new DIP messages, for example. That has then been merged with the live BAU database, and for the M8 release, the new EMDS will be released as version 4.0. There's also a new DTC catalogue coming, and this will be set to version 15.0 for the release.
And how can parties access these?
The pre-release versions of the DTC and EMDS were shared with industry on the 8th of September and are available on the REC portal. They will go live on the 22nd of September.
So, Holly, what happens on Go Live weekend?
The release date is Monday, the 22nd of September, and REC version 4.0 will be effective from midnight. We will be making sure that the updated REC documents are published so that they are live that morning. And alongside the codes being released, the systems will also be going live. So over that weekend, systems will be switched over. This is being managed slightly separately to the code releases under the programme's milestone M10. The updated electricity inquiry service is part of this system switchover. So on the Monday, everything goes live. It's probably important to note that should anything disrupt the systems go live for the 22nd of September, it will not affect the industry codes being implemented. The M8 release is expected to go ahead as planned.
The EES is a service that is under the responsibility of the REC. Are you able to share a bit more on whether REC stakeholders and EES users will be impacted by the cutover activity?
The cutover will have some impact for EES users, but also users of other services that sit on the same platform. These impacts are for all users and not just those involved in MHHS. The service, including the Secure Data Exchange Service, the new MPAN creation tool and cross-meter tool, will be updated to the new version over the MHHS cutover weekend, as Holly just mentioned, from 19th to 21st of September. As part of this cutover, there'll be a small period of EES downtime on the Friday afternoon, so on the 19th, and for much of the weekend the service will be in read-only mode. While in read-only mode, the portal and API will be able to be viewed, however the databases will be static and actions such as sending an SDEP case will not be possible. The indicative timings for cutover activity over the weekend can be found on a dedicated blog post on the REC portal.
Thank you, Harriet. This is going to be significant go-live for the industry, so how are we supporting REC stakeholders?
So at the REC, we're going to be operating enhanced hypercare for the release. That means more frequent check-ins, enabling faster identification and resolution of issues. The channels that REC stakeholders should use to raise queries will remain the same as they are now, and people should contact us via the service desk as normal. We do appreciate that we may have a few more queries than normal, and that's why behind the scenes, we're making sure we'll have the right people on standby to provide support and resolve any issues if they do arise. There may be aspects to the MHHS Go Live that don't relate to the REC, and where appropriate, we'll refer you to the other code bodies and service desks to ensure queries can be resolved by the appropriate owner. We'll also be linking into the MHHS programme under their early life support plan, and this will provide two-way awareness of any trends of queries and issues being received from stakeholders. For REC parties, you can also reach out to your operational account managers.
Thanks both. Harriet, are there any final thoughts on what we've talked about today?
Thanks, Jenny. Parties have been preparing for this milestone for a fair while, but if there are any last-minute queries, please do contact the service desk. Otherwise, just a thank you to everyone involved in getting us to this point. It's taken a lot of time and attention to detail by everyone.
Thank you, Harriet. And Holly, where can listeners go to for more information?
The REC portal is your best bet. Check the MHHS wiki pages, the release packs, and keep an eye on the bulletin for updates. And for wider MHHS programme information, you can keep an eye on the MHHS programme website.
Brilliant. Thanks again, Harriet and Holly, for talking with me about all things MHHS M8 release. That's all from us today. So if you have any feedback on today's episode or suggestions for future podcasts, please do get in touch. Thank you very much and goodbye.